in an automotive saga that could only happen in the quirky town of Nashua, New Hampshire. A local woman is suing Amherst Street Auto for a whopping $100,000. The reason? Her check engine light decided to play a little game of hide and seek just days after a seemingly routine oil change. But this is no ordinary car conundrum. Brace yourselves for the wildest ride of your life. Meet Linda Prescott, the woman who discovered more than she bargained for under her car's hood. It all started innocently enough when Linda dropped off her trusty Honda Civic at Amherst Street Auto for a routine oil change. Little did she know that her four-wheeled companion was about to become the star of a truly bizarre automotive mystery. Just a few days after her visit to the mechanic, Linda's car started flashing its ominous check engine light. Concerned, she enlisted her husband, Bob Prescott, to investigate the issue. What Bob found under the hood left him flabbergasted and Linda furious. Nestled amidst the engine's intricate machinery were a collection of peculiar items. A soggy sandwich wrapper, an empty coffee cup, and an Auto Trader magazine that had seen better days. It was like my car had gone on a picnic without me, Linda exclaimed, still baffled by the absurdity of it all. I mean, who in their right mind stores their snacks and reading material in their car's engine compartment? Quote, the Prescotts wasted no time in returning to Amherst Street Auto to confront the bewildered staff. The owner of the shop, Joe McCarroll, was equally stunned by the discovery. I can assure you that our mechanics are well trained, but we've never encountered a case like this before. We are as shocked as the Prescotts, he stated with a nervous chuckle. But this is no laughing matter for Linda, who is now seeking a staggering $100,000 in damages for the emotional distress and automotive trauma she and her beloved Honda Civic have endured. She insists that her car's newfound penchant for picnicking has caused her sleepless nights and an intense fear of drive-through windows. Linda's attorney, Saul Zaneman, believes they have a solid case. We're dealing with a clear violation of the no picnicking under the hood clause in the Universal Car Agreement, Zaneman asserted, brandishing a giant magnifying glass for dramatic effect. We're confident that justice will be served, and Linda will be compensated for her ordeal. As the legal battle unfolds, Nashua residents can't help but chuckle at the absurdity of the situation. Some have even started a petition to rename Amherst Street Auto to Auto Picnic Express, in honor of Linda's unfortunate discovery. In the world of bizarre lawsuits, this Nashua saga takes the cake. Or rather, the sandwich wrapper. Only time will tell if Linda Prescott's quest for justice will be as zany as the circumstances that led her to court in the first place. In the meantime, keep an eye out for rogue picnicking cars. You never know what might be lurking under the hood.